Good morning, and welcome, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. I am Bob Rose. Made it back from vacation. 6:08, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Thank you, Greg Cassidy, for taking over and doing what I know you always do, being an awesome pro. So
welcome
thank you,
back.
Sir.
Well, I hope you had a good time.
Did. Had a great time. Family reunion. Good people. Crazy, kooky people, some of them.
It's well, just, you know, it's family.
So. Well, and it is. And, no, it was absolutely a wonderful experience. I ate way too much.
Shocking. Shocking.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, back to the grind. It's like, I know when people say, I need a vacation after my vacation. Well, I know what you're talking about. Flight was delayed coming out of Philadelphia. I had a direct flight to Jacksonville because, you know, I live, you know, up that way, Keystone. And, yeah, so the flight was delayed, and we didn't actually get to the front door until after 10 o'clock last night. Yeah. So a little rough around the edges, but plenty going on. It'd be interesting, you know, with the new Pope. So I'm in Philly when, you know, the news breaks. And I grew up, you know, Irish Catholic, and mom was one of 12 kids. So these are all the cousins, you know, I'm visiting and stuff. And sure enough, there was a connection. My cousin Bill, who's been on this radio show before, former Secret Service, he actually went to Villanova at the same time the Pope was there. He was selling dispensation. He said $1,500 is the normal going rate, but if you're family, I'll knock it down to a grand.
Hey, good deal. 33% off. Yeah.
We all had a good time with that. But, yeah, it's neat when there's a little bit of a connection. And then the Pope's brother lives in Port Charlotte, which is, of course, where I went to school down there. Went to high school, and my folks lived down there for a long time. So, all right. So you got that. Robert Prevost, first American Pope, and changed his name to Leo. And so he is Leo the 14th. Does he change his name, or does somebody give him a name? Do you know?
I think they decide. They decide. Who they want to be, yeah.
Okay. So we've got that going on. And there was, seemed like a lot of coverage along the way.
Oh, yeah.
And
it was everywhere.
It in a way, it's kind of like, I wish that there was maybe a little bit more coverage of just in general spiritual things of a positive nature in our society today. Do you know what I mean?
As opposed to just when it's something like this, that's an event that doesn't happen, but every however many years. Yeah.
Yeah. So just in general, so if faith is important to report in the news, and I think it is, then report it. Maybe on a, it doesn't have to be all day, every day, but.
But where are they the rest of the time? Yeah. You go from nothing, pretty much, to a live camera on the Vatican 24 hours a day waiting for something to happen.
Yeah.
And then you got a couple of days, and then it's back to normal.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, the stock market, at least in overnight trading, seems to be pretty happy about recent events. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent touted great deal of productivity after talks in Geneva, Switzerland. This is U.S. and China. And the announcement came out that tariffs against one another will be reduced for an initial 90-day period. And then they'll be able to hopefully get into some talks and iron out some agreements that make sense. And like I said, it's good that the market likes that. I mean, I know that President Trump's goal is to make these agreements more fair for the U.S. We have been on, you know, the short end of it for a long time, and he's trying to make that right. And I for one, I very much appreciate a president doing that. You know, it's not like he benefits from it directly. He's doing it for us. And if China falls into place, I think everything else is easy peasy, right? And we already have a bunch of agreements with a lot of other people. So That's good news. We've got good things to talk about. Dan Bongino, he says that the FBI is going to be releasing files on COVID cover-up, Mar-a-Lago raid, the Epstein case, and more. You know, he's now the FBI deputy director. And on X, it's basically what he announced. And he said the FBI is being cooperative on sensational cases that previous FBI directors clearly slammed the lid on when it came to releasing information. So Bongino listed several highly publicized cases where many questions remain. Hopefully, we will get some answers. Operation Restoring Justice is one of the priorities. That's where we locked up child predators and 764 subjects in every part of the country. It's just the beginning. We're going to take your freedom if you take away a child's innocence. Think twice before you've targeted children. And
it's awesome.
Yeah, he went on from there, and they've got their work cut out for them, and the president promised, you know, law and order, and this is another area where he is delivering. He's definitely delivering on that. Have you heard about the bronze sculpture? I didn't, honestly, until Greg brought it to my attention a little while ago. This is apparently a sculpture of that iconic moment during the attempted assassination in Butler. And, you know, it's the fight moment. That has got to be awesome. I have not seen a photograph of it.
Pretty cool.
Yeah? Give me an idea of how big it is.
I knew you were going to ask me that, and I don't know, because I'll have to go back and look it up.
Bigger than a toaster?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The artwork shows Trump standing tall with his raised fist as three Secret Service agents shield him. An American flag hangs in the background. Reporters and photographers notice the new sculpture on the Resolute desk as Trump signed a series of executive orders on Friday. One of the agents reaching for Trump in the sculpture is none other than current Secret Service Director Sean Curran, whom Trump appointed. You know, there were some good folks there that day, but not as many that should have been. And apparently, on pretty good authority, like the director of the whole Pittsburgh office, didn't have a firearm or a radio.
That's
with him.
That's just unheard of.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
It's really, it's a fireable offense when you're in that position of protection.
Wow.
All righty. Well, we've got plenty to talk about. It's going to be another awesome day because that's what we do with Mondays. We make them awesome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Happy, happy Monday. We'll make it great. Thanks for sharing your morning with us. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Well, it is time to partay again. This time, it's the 24th annual Gainesville Harley-Davidson Hog Roast. 24th. Yeah, they've been doing it for a while. It's always huge. It's a lot of fun. It's going to be this Saturday from 11 to 4. Join me. I'm going to be there. They're going to have incredible mouthwatering barbecue, including a whole hog.
Ooh.
Sides from locally owned sweet meats. And, yeah, they've done it before. And unbelievable. Yeah, from Sweet Meats Butcher Shop. There's barbecue competition champions. That's what they do. And so you know it's going to be good. Also, live music from Branford Highway, games and prizes and fun for the whole family. And all the proceeds benefit the Rotary Club of Gainesville. So let's make this date. It is this Saturday from noon to 4, Gainesville Harley-Davidson. Good time, great cause. And while you're there, you can check out the all-new lineup, the 2025s, including the 2025 Nightster. And that starts at only $99.99. Huh.
And I may have to make this part of the Greg Cassidy Schmooze Tour. I mean, it's Bob Rose and barbecue.
Yeah,
come on. Just saying.
Maybe I might end up riding away on two wheels. I don't know.
It's been a while.
Just got to send Jen out of town because Greg's famous for his purchases.
Yeah, she does say that I buy a car whenever she leaves town.
It's pretty close to the truth. Well, I'd say 50% of the time.
Leave me unattended. What do you expect?
Yes. Somebody's got to watch us.
Yeah. Come on.
I get it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, happy Monday. Hey, I mentioned this earlier. The market seems to be reacting very, very well to talk that we've got an agreement with China. I mean, it's just a temporary thing, but we're going to lower tariffs. They're going to have a 90-day period to try to hammer a full agreement out. But
it's a start.
Yes, it's a very, very good sign. And, you know, it's interesting. All the naysayers, you can't do that, and, oh, you're going to single-handedly destroy the economy. And, you know, all the naysayers from the left, all the Democrats, I know, I get it that they're so desperate.
Yeah.
But they have tried this. They've tried all the tactics of let's just, you know, blame Trump and say he's evil and say everything he's doing is failing. The problem is none of those things are true. And when you realize that's not working, at what point are you going to, like, switch gears and say, well, if you're not happy with what's going on, what do you offer that would be different? What precisely would you like to do?
Why can't they figure out that that's kind of how he works and gets things done?
Do
they know it and won't admit it, or are they just in denial that it works? Because it's Donald Trump.
I think it's probably a combination. But yes, they have Trump derangement syndrome. And so sometimes they can't think straight.
Right.
They just can't. Yeah. And if you told them what was going on and the T word was nowhere involved in any of it, I think the vast majority would be on board.
Yeah.
I mean, do you really want murdering rapist gangsters running the streets of your town? I mean, to anybody with their head screwed on straight?
Well, they want to go to another country and bring one back.
I know.
I mean, how crazy is that thought?
Well, and it's so unrelatable to the average person.
Yeah.
They might go along to get along because, oh, well, we've been brainwashed that Trump's so evil.
Uh-huh.
So we'll just, go to El Salvador. Bring back the innocent
Maryland man.
The innocent Maryland man who, connections with human trafficking. Beating his wife and being a member of one of the deadliest gangs on the planet.
But other than that.
Other than that, what a guy.
Yeah.
What an awesome guy.
Good old Maryland man.
You know, the kind of guy, you'd crack a couple brewskis in the backyard, you know, have the families over, cook something up,
Uh-huh.
Of course, you know, later on he's got to smack the old lady around a little bit. But, other than that.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Uh-huh.
President Trump, once again, trying to deliver. He revealed that he would be signing an executive order today reducing the cost of prescription and pharmaceutical drugs by 30 to 80%. In a post on Truth Social, he pointed out that for many years, the world has wondered why prescription and pharmaceutical drugs are so much more expensive in the U.S. than they are in any other nation. Adding that sometimes they are 5 to 10 times more expensive than the same drug manufactured in the exact same laboratory or plant by the same company. Trump also criticized the pharmaceutical and drug companies and the Democratic Party in his post. Now, I remember when you'd have some of these pharmacies that would pop up, like Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have, Canadian, like the Canadian pharmacy or whatever, they would have these names. And I remember the government like put out these reports. There's no guarantee that these drugs are what they are. You know, it's a gray market. They're going outside the FDA or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And all they wanted to do was part of a marketing campaign so that people didn't all just get their drugs there.
Yes.
And it was the same stuff coming from the same laboratories, but for far cheaper. Yeah. President Trump actually trying to do something real about it. And hopefully that will mean a couple of extra bucks in your pocket, in my pocket at the end of the day. And again, that's a good thing. 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a lot to talk about. Klobuchar, it's like, why do you keep talking about the past and something that everybody already knows? Yeah, it has to do with Joe Biden. I'll give you the rest of the story coming up. News Talk, 97.3 The Sky. Another awesome day. Yeah, it's Monday. We're going to make it great. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:38. A reminder, the Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you normally download your podcasts, like Spotify or Apple or the Odyssey app. Just click on subscribe and you'll never miss a minute of the show. All right. I don't like that you changed it to the Gulf of America. Why did you change it to the Gulf of America? There actually are some good reasons. Apparently, when Biden was on his way out, he did some dirty deals, basically saying, you can't drill in the Gulf of Mexico, and you're not going to open up these areas, etc. So a clever way around it. It's just, we'll rename it. And I think it was pretty smart. But you can you really complain about a name change when you yourself have changed both your name and your gender? Well, the gender you identify as versus your biological gender.
Seems like they like change.
Yeah.
In some ways.
Yeah. This was Congresswoman Sarah McBride, Democrat out of Delaware, criticizing legislation changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. And on the show with Alex Marlowe from Breitbart, this is a person who changed their gender from male to female, allegedly, and changed his name, but is also saying, we can't change the Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America.
Wow.
It is kind of ironic, you know.
Oh, it's downright hypocritical. This is the one you remember a couple of weeks ago. You had they were sitting on some sort of committee. And somebody else on the committee on the Republican side refused to refer to this person as her or she.
Yeah.
And then somebody else got all bent up about it, been out of shape about it, and it was a bit of a ruckus.
Amy Klobuchar.
Klobuchar?
Klobuchar.
Klobuchar.
Rocking that haircut that Dorothy Hamill said, give back. But anyway,
it looked better on Dorothy.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. But listen, we're not going to pick on a personal level. We're just going to say, do you like live in a DeLorean? Like, where have you been? Is it Back to the Future? She said on Sunday's Meet the Press that former President Joe Biden should have dropped out of the 2024 presidential race earlier, so Democrats could have had a primary. It's like.
Really, you think?
You realize, like, it is way, way over.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah.
And are you still, you're going to rehash it? Which, remember, all of these people at the time, Joe Biden, sharp as a tack. I just walked by him the other day and got a cut on my thumb. It was crazy.
Oh, smart. Best Joe ever I've ever seen.
Oh,
best
yeah.
Joe ever.
This guy's got the answers to everything.
Can't keep up with him, Kamala said.
No. Yeah, well, I mean, you got to run down the hall.
Oh, man.
And it was so ridiculous.
Yeah.
And most of us knew it at the time. And then somehow now they're all, oh, no, I knew it. And but, yeah, we should have done it sooner. And they have all these excuses. It's like, no, you covered it up.
Yeah.
You thought that somehow you were going to win with him. And you really just thought you could pull the wool over the eyes of the American people. It's just that's part of the thing that I don't get is, like, people that vote Democrat currently – not talking about 5 years ago, 15 years ago, whatever. You currently vote Democrat. You know they think you're a dumbass.
Uh-huh.
There's no other way you can slice it and dice it. They think you're a moron, that you're an idiot. And they think they can get away with behaving in any way, and you'll just accept it because, well, you're a Democrat.
Well, it's been working for them in some instances.
Well, it was working for them for a long time. Until recently, and one of the groups you really saw because there was such a change was people of color. They're like,
yes.
You know?
Tired of being used.
Come to think of it, yeah. What is the last good thing that the Dems did for us, so to speak?
What have you done for me lately?
Wherever. Anyway. The host, Kristen Welker, said, Senator, would the party have had a better chance at winning the 2024 election had President Biden dropped out sooner? Again, what is this mindless yapping about something that already happened? Of course they would have had a better chance.
Doesn't matter now.
No.
Well, I did a story while you were gone because Biden had been on The View. There's a brain trust for you.
Wow.
And so it was interesting because they kind of went down that road with him of shouldn't you have given Kamala more time? You know, you gave her like 100 days, basically 3 months. And he was adamant. I'm telling you, it was 6 months. It's like, Joe, can you add?
Yeah.
It's like, but they're not letting go of this whole could we if kind of mentality.
Klobuchar even framed it this way. She said, you know, everything we look at in the rearview mirror after you lose an election. Yeah, that's what you're doing. And again, you are not ready for the next one. I guess the midterms are all going to hinge on we're going to lie and say how evil Trump is. We're going to lie and say the economy's not good. We're going to lie and say, you know, whatever vestiges or leftovers of inflation are still existent are all his fault. Oh, and they were his fault to begin with. I guess that's their plan. What do they have?
Nothing to offer.
No.
Positive. Yeah.
She says, yes, we would have been served better by a primary. Better served. The primary, I mean, it doesn't matter, Republican or Democrat. When you try to shove somebody down the throats of voters, they're going to have a gag reflex. And they did. They gagged her right up and out. Klobuchar, rearview mirror. Yeah, Biden should have jumped down earlier. Wow. These people make decisions every day that impact our lives.
Scary, huh?
It is a little bit, isn't it? Oh, here's another one. Shocking headline. Democrats want Biden out of the spotlight.
Imagine that.
Didn't he trip over the spotlight at one time?
Yes, he did, actually, yeah.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Monday. We're going to make it awesome. 97.3, The Sky. Crank it up, pump it up, another day in paradise. You're alive, so come on. Make something out of yourself, will you?
Wow. I think he's calling you slackers.
Yeah, well, yeah, Mr. Vacation, calling everyone slackers.
Exactly my point.
It is 6:51. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Dip plane!
You love Fantasy Island, didn't you?
I will try to work that into every show from now until eternity.
I believe it.
As long as there is Dip Lane story.
Yes.
This time it's gutter. Hey, you want a free plane? It came out of the gutter. Ah, yeah. Not so much.
Pretty nice one, though.
No, actually it is. So this is controversial. Here's the deal. President Trump confirmed that gutter is giving the U.S. a luxury Boeing 747 jet free of charge, which would temporarily replace Air Force One. Now, keep in mind, Air Force One was actually built just, you know, days after the Wright brothers at Kitty Hawk. I mean, this plane's been in the air for
around
a while.
Got a few miles.
You know, it creaks.
Yeah.
What is there? Something? A stowaway? Nah, that's called metal fatigue, man. Just crank up the radio. You won't hear nothing.
Uh-huh.
It's... No, for real, the plane is 39 years old.
Wow.
The plane that the president's flying now. Look, here's the quick timeline on it. I stole this from Eric Erickson. Thank you. It was commissioned by Ronald Reagan in 1985. Commissioned, meaning
Wow. Do
it, build it, start it.
Yeah.
Boeing built the plane in 86. Not bad. But it didn't take its first test flight until 1987. It didn't become Air Force One until 1990.
Wow.
With President George H.W. Bush. So Donald Trump commissioned the new Air Force One during his first term in 2018.
Uh-huh.
That still has not even been built. And remember, it has to go through all the other stuff.
And he was basically telling them, you're charging way too much for that thing.
I wonder if that had anything to do with the delays.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah,
we'll
wait for the next president and we'll charge triple.
Well, still waiting.
So really, he could finish his second term before the new 747 makes its first test flight,
That's crazy.
Yeah, Boeing does not expect delivery until 2029. Isn't it interesting how, well, I was in Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love and all the history, how quickly they were able to build buildings and highways and infrastructures at a pace that is inconceivable by today's standards, even though technologically, you know, we're light years from where we were, but it doesn't matter. You know, and I get it. There's electronics and stuff. There is technology involved, but really? It's going to take you that long to build a plane?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So anyway, but it's controversial. Like, why would you take a plane from gutter? A gift free of charge, and some would say no such thing as a free lunch, and some might say no such thing as a free plane. We don't know. While reports have surfaced regarding this, Ali Ansari, the media attaché to the U.S. from gutter, issued a statement describing the reports as inaccurate and said the possible transfer of an aircraft to temporarily serve as Air Force One was under consideration. Okay.
That's a different statement.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of clarifiers in that one.
Yeah. He says, it's possible. He said, but no decisions, at least through their legal department, et cetera, have been made. And Trump's post comes as sources familiar with a proposed arrangement told ABC News the Trump administration is preparing to accept the luxury Boeing 747 plane.
Okay.
And Eric Erickson wants to point out that, you know, it's not like gutter is really our buddies.
Yeah.
He said that, you know, many in Washington treat gutter the way they used to treat China, as a friendly trading partner. But you have to remember, I mean, they're a safe haven for Hamas. They've alienated themselves from their neighbors. and they're actually collaborating with Iran. They've provided safe haven to Al-Qaeda terrorists in the pack in the past. They funded jihadis around the world. It's funded anti-Semitic protests on college campuses here in the U.S. It's funded Al Jazeera and other pro-jihadi propaganda outlets. Qatar is right now throwing money at American universities the way China has done with its Confucius Institutes. Qatar was funded, has funded jihadists who have kidnapped and murdered Americans. Yeah. Tread carefully. 6:56 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're making Mondays great on 97.3 The Sky.